What's up, baby? We're back again with another episode of Prepare for Landon, and I am, you got it, Joshua Landon. Again, never know how to start this shit, I just gotta be weird with it. Harold Walton. Dude, I don't know. I shouldn't even do an intro for this. The episode was great. It was awesome to catch up. New rot stuff in the works. And if you haven't heard, they have a beer now. So make sure you go grab the beer, only if you're in Minnesota, because no one else can get it because it's unfair. You can't travel with alcohol, but I get it. You know, you don't want to do stuff like that. I don't know. But the point is, Harold Walton, an amazing guy, amazing friend, and it was really awesome to talk to him. So I hope you enjoy the episode. Make sure you follow him, follow Rot, and... Yeah, I got nothing to say. The episode says it all. So, enjoy.
Wow, dude!
I don't know, man.
Crazy, dude. Like,
I let you in my house?
What are we talking about?
What?
This is the Prepare for Landon podcast with your host, Joshua Landon. Buckle up.
Harold Walton, how you doing?
Oh, we're starting right now. Oh, shit. Okay.
Let's crack a beer.
Crack it. Hell yeah.
It's so good to see you, though.
It's so good to see you.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers.
I'm not an IPA fan.
You're not?
No.
Yeah.
Not much. But this isn't bad.
Right?
Like, Lagunitas is good. This is good.
Mm-hmm. There are some that aren't like terrible.
Yeah, I can get by with them. Like 805s are pretty close to IPAs as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, you're from Minnesota now.
Yeah.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Wow.
And yeah. You are the lead singer of Rot. And I had a question, why Rot?
Like the name?
Yeah. Because I know you do have the We All Rot as one type of theme,
right.
You know?
I think I think it's called an acronym. Like, where you use the first letter
Yeah. Like PEMDAS.
I wanted to call it Running Out of Time. I'm super, especially with lyrics, I'm very, like, five-year-old. Like, like, this is the easiest thing that we can make, you know? And Jake was like, whatever. Honestly, that probably isn't the right way it came about, but I was just like, yeah, let's... Rot's good. Let's do Rot.
I mean, it's not a bad name. Yeah. Fits the music style a lot.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys did a lot of samples on the album.
Right.
Now, like, how many of the samples actually match what the song is about? Because I heard that you were talking about Spirit and mm-hmm. how it's not necessarily about Dawn's spirit.
Right. So, they... paint like a visual picture a little bit with the lyrics, but they're not like necessarily about that. Yeah. So especially with Spirit, that's just like in the context of like an abusive relationship, and with using that just like ear catching
ear visual.
Oh my god. The ear visual. Just something that was like, whoa, what was that, you know? Yeah. The phone ringing, like, you hear that in your car, you're like, is somebody calling me right now?
I was
now?
Listening to it earlier, and she was like, hello?
Dude, that still happens to me, so, yeah. But nice. just kind of paints, like, a story with the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely don't want to, like, be like, this is what this is about, but, like, you know, just painting stories.
The first track is Overdrive,
mm-hmm.
and that starts with a sample. And I'm curious as to what it's from, because that shit's heavy.
Thank you.
Or is it you?
It's not me. It's not me. I definitely think that way, but it's not me.
Yeah, because there was the line that's like, no, fuck that. Like, I want certainty or mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit.
So, this is so fucking cringy. We put it in way before... I saw the documentary on this, but it's a quote from a Woody Allen movie.
Okay.
And I don't remember what movie, but it was one where he's going through and explaining what's happening with him. And he's like, you know, verbatim, he puts a gun to his head and he misses. And
you just down pitched his voice and everything.
Yeah.
You should have kept just Woody Allen.
It still is Woody Allen, unfortunately. But you know, it definitely is like the that's what that song is about a little bit, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
Empty Hope.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Why? Lyrically, singing?
Lyrically, and then singing, but yeah. It was, like, kind of the breath of fresh air from all the, like, fast shit on the record, so.
It's really good. I've definitely missed your singing. Like, you have a very good voice that I don't hear often, I think, out there in the world.
I'm going to throw up.
I remember when we used to hang out, there'd be times where you'd randomly pick up like an acoustic and you'd play, I think, some shit that you wrote. Why haven't you done anything with that?
It's not like I'm
where's
not...
Where's the solo music?
It's not like I'm not trying.
Where's the Errol Walton mixtape?
Writer's block. I'm just going to blame Writer's block.
Bullshit. Pumped out 10 Rot songs.
No. That was a collective thing. No, but like with the singing stuff, I'm like, I'm very much like, if it's not good, I'm not going to put it out. So I have songs that I've written, and I'm always like second guessing, so it just sits.
Send them to me.
I will.
Because you're your own worst critic.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, it's fine.
I think I finally figured it out. My favorite song is... It's tough, dude. Your drummer is fucking great.
Dude, yeah.
I like Shreds. Anything closed hi-hats that he does...
Dude! He honestly introduced me... like a lot to that world.
That shit's crazy,
dude. Because he listens to like some of the sickest bands, and I'm just like, yeah, I want to play fast stuff, right?
Yeah.
And he's more like
groove.
He's all about groove, and like even when we're writing new stuff, he's like, you know, he's bobbing his head and he's doing the thing.
Dumb,
I'm just like,
dude, so dumb.
I got to track that,
dude,
with Jake, and I was just like in awe the whole time. Like 10 songs, 2 days.
He's good.
Just yeah.
And just going on the ride.
Dude, I don't want to hit this, but. You know?
Yeah. Because I've known you for a while. San Diego. Slincer. You know what I'm saying?
Slincer.
Did you... correct me if I'm wrong, but you wrote most of that stuff, right? The Silencer stuff?
For the most part, but in collab... Like, Denied was me, Josh, Billy, and... Adrian writing that music. It wasn't just like one person taking the reins. It was like people were feeding riffs. And then with Denied the following one, which is Acceptance after Denied, it was me and Devin and like just piecing stuff together, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, I don't like taking all the credit because I'm not an asshole.
No, I get it. But like, I mean, you know, Caleb Shomo.
Yeah.
He does that shit for Beartooth and everything.
Right.
It's just, you know, some people do that.
Right.
And I was just curious, like, do you do that in Rot? Is there any song that you did as, you know, just yourself individually?
Shit, I wish. No. No, I like...
Album number two.
The first two songs were... I wrote Coming to Terms,
which
is the first single
way
back. I think I sent that to you like a long ass time ago. And just wrote it as like while I was still in Silencer, still living here, and just it just sat. And when I moved to the Midwest, my roommate, my ex-roommate, who's also the bass player in Rot, who convinced me to move there, was just like...
Jake, right?
Jake, yeah. Did you meet Jake?
I don't think so. But, dude, also, I'm going to just, suck your members' dicks for a little bit. Like, drummer's dope as shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure the whole band's great, because you guys sound great. But, specifically, drummer, great. Jake screams, Fucking great. Dude. Like, what's his Twitter name? Like, Big Cock Jake or something?
Cock Jake Watson.
Cock Jake Watson. Change it to Big Cock Jake Watson.
Big Cock Jake Watson. He'll see this, but I'll tell him.
Yeah, dude, gnarly.
Yeah.
Just those yells in the background, like, it fits so well.
We tracked a song before I came here for work.
Oh, okay.
And,
like, new stuff.
Yeah. And it's just, like, pre-pro or whatever, but it was just me and him, we just got done tracking the vocals, and he was like, man, we just compliment each other so well. And I'm like, yeah, because I can't do any of that. Like, give me someone in a band who can do double duty and, like, scream with me, you know? And, like, if I have singing parts, he can harmonize with me live. It's, like, it's perfect little guy. Perfect little nugget.
Yeah, dude, he's fucking good. Did I ever say my favorite song? I don't think I did.
No.
Did I?
You said anything with the closed hi-hat.
Oh, I went right into your drummer sucking his dick. That's right. Daggers.
Daggers.
I think that might be the one.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of, like, just individual hits, breakdowns. And then when you add, like, dissonant chords in between those.
Yeah.
So, like, that breakdown's just dun, 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 whatever the fuck. Yeah. That shit's great. Whatever the fuck.
Dun, dun.
That's just great.
Yeah. No, that one, that came out, like, the way we wrote that song, we were playing shows, and we were like, okay, every time we wrote a new one, we were like, let's play it live and see how we feel with it, because you practice something and then you play it live. Two different feels.
Yeah.
And we played that one live for the first time. We were like, okay, this one is done.
It's
like Daggers. Yeah, that one's fun.
So, Empty Hope is your favorite.
Yeah.
What's your favorite live? Have you played that live?
Yeah. So we before the shit the shutdown
the
shit show of not playing shows
the shit down.
We got to play Empty Hope live twice out of our home state. So, it was just like a time for like breathing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Time for people not to get hurt, because there's a lot of punching and moshing and whatever, the hurting.
Mm-hmm.
It was just nice, because it was like, yo, we're just going to vibe for a second. Did that, played a heavy song afterwards, you know. It's a nice break for me instead of, like, jumping around. It's mostly for
me. Can I sit down,
please? Can I just sit? Like, if I could just grab a stool, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, this past year or two, man, it's been weird. Not doing anything. Not going to shows. Mm-hmm. They're coming back, though. That's a start. But it's been crazy.
How have you been, like, with, mental health?
I was pretty good. I was fortunate to, not stop working.
Nice.
So that was very helpful. I did start to feel overwhelmed at some point. I hit a writer's block as well with music. And so that took a toll on me, because I was like, fuck, dude, I can't even write shit.
Yeah.
And then I got COVID.
Sick.
Like around Christmas time-ish. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then, she was feeling it pretty good for the first few days or a week or so. And then I was just, you know, fucking running laps and shit. Like,
I'm strong. I got this.
I had COVID. Yeah,
hawking up a lung.
I do feel like my chest caves in sometimes. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it.
That's normal.
Yeah. But I did start to feel stir crazy from quarantining from work. Like, towards the end of my 2 weeks I had to take off, I was like, what the fuck?
But, just punching pillows in the room. Just,
yeah. It happens. What are you guys doing for, like, new stuff? Like, do you have any plans? What are you doing with content? Do you guys care to do content?
Because
I was thinking, like, you should do, like, a Rotting with Errol. And then, like, maybe, like, a Rotting with Jake. And you do, like, studio things or, like, this is how you fix guitar strings. This is Rotting with Jake.
Oh, my God. This is Rotting with Jake.
Hi, it's Rotting with... I saw you on TikTok, motherfucker.
What the...
That was great. Doing your camera shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny as hell. Fun. And I learned a lot.
You gotta go develop film now. That's what it is. Nah. I think as far as content, I just wanna continue releasing new music. I know a lot of bands are still doing that.
Yeah.
I
think it's good.
And it's the only thing we can do right now, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, we released an album while the world's not doing anything.
Yeah.
Why not still continue music and just have a discography that we can, you know, play once things are back up.
You can change up sets.
Exactly. Every
however
night.
Many times you want. Yeah.
Every night's a different set. But we also got a new guitar player and... Like, just the writing alone, I've been able to just step back and be a vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, still co-produce with Jake, but not, like, write riffs and, like, add to it. You know what I mean? Like, both of them are cooking and they have their own ideas.
Yeah.
And we're the just, like, head chefs that are like, okay, this is cool. This sucks. Take that out. Take these ingredients out. So it's been really nice.
That's good, man.
Yeah.
You guys, like, work well? Or you butt heads a lot, like, with ideas and writing and...
We don't butt heads. Because some bands, like, they're like, there's animosity. Like, we put that riff in there, you know. But, like, if somebody writes something and it's too, you know, not the vibe of the song or something, like, we don't immediately disregard it. We're just like, okay, put that on the shelf. And then if we have a song that it fits with.
Yeah, yeah.
Because even for the 10 songs, I think we wrote 14 or something.
Okay.
And the rest of the four that aren't on there, we just scrapped because they were like not good. So,
sometimes it's hard to, like, when you write like 20 songs.
That was a span of 2 years though. It wasn't like, yeah, let's go cook. Like, it wasn't like 6 months of work. Asshole.
No, but like, I'm like, seriously though, it is kind of hard, like, writing 20 songs and having to, like, cut 10.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted that one.
Some of them were, like, cool ideas,
mm-hmm.
but they also had a lot of singing, I just wanted Empty Hope to be the only one.
Gotcha.
I think it was a majority thing for just that one, but I wanted that.
You're gonna do more singing in the new stuff?
Or trying. If it fits.
Trying.
If I fits, I sits. But if it, like, I'm not, I think with Silencer and stuff, I was very much like, we need to have choruses, we need to, you know, have structure and stuff like that, and now it's...
Fuck it!
Does it sound cool? Does it groove? You know, like, does this need singing? If it does, let's do it. I'm not trying to just throw in a chorus and repeat it at the end, you know?
Yeah, especially this past year, man, I've learned a lot and, like... just gotten to the point where I just want to try all kinds of different stuff, you know,
mm-hmm.
especially musically. So, yeah. Like, I don't kind of care anymore in a sense. And I just like
experimental.
I just like to try weird shit.
Yeah.
But essentially just have fun with writing again.
Cause
I think I lost that at some point. And yeah,
I feel that.
Yeah. You feel that.
Yeah.
I know you feel
I
that.
Fuck with that. Yeah. Some real shit right there.
Some real shit. How's photography been treating you?
Photography's been great.
Yeah. You do great work. I like it.
Thank you.
Oh my god, you can take pictures of me.
Yeah.
Can I hire you while you're here?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't even realize that. I was like, holy shit.
You can take photos.
You can take photos and you're here.
No, whenever I travel, I like to reach out to people who want to do shoots. So
yeah.
Perfect. But yeah, no, photography's great. Portraits are always fun to do, like meeting new people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
what's your favorite thing to do?
I don't know anymore. I'm not like stifled, but I'm very much like, I don't know.
Nature, cities.
I don't like doing nature. I don't have the patience.
Abstract shit.
I do like, I guess when I first started getting into it, it was called moody portraiture.
Moody. Emo.
Sad shit.
Yeah,
very much like that. No, but like something about a person not smiling,
mm-hmm.
And capturing just like their, I don't know, when you hold a camera up to someone's face, they smile.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but like, I usually don't remember things that I want to like talk and ask people on podcasts until we finish. And now I fucking remember. I loved your mentality of like you were talking about. I heard you on Scoped Exposure.
Yeah.
And you were talking about people kind of tend to take themselves too seriously.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, oh, don't capture my smile. I don't like this or I don't like that. And you'll like just, you know, just in a natural setting, just slip it in there anyway. And you'll get those shots and you'll just make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And I like that a lot. Like that. I think that makes a great photographer. Someone makes you feel comfortable and then, you know, can actually like bring out you in the picture, you know?
Yeah. I can't.
You didn't think you were going to come here to cry, did you?
No. You know this already. I cannot take a compliment to save my life. So when people are like, yeah, you're a great one. I'm like, okay, cool.
Cool, yeah.
I'm throw up now. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily, I'm not like, I'm going to make this person laugh, but it is a comfortability thing.
Yeah.
It is a.
I think it comes natural to you.
I'm going to cry. yeah. Well, fuck.
Well,
well, fuck.
Podcast over. So fuck
I'm
it.
Good.
Have you thought about doing videography?
I have dabbled in it. I did like it started when I was in I Survive Here, and we were doing those videos. I was doing a lot.
Yeah. But what about like now? Because like you didn't. I don't think you really had like the passion for it back then.
I still kind of don't. I do it, you know what I mean? But I'm not like videography. You know, that whole world is.
Oh, no, I meant like camera work in general, even photography. I didn't think you had like the passion for it back then. Like, I feel like ever since you moved.
Oh, yeah.
Like you really sparked.
Well, even when like we would hang out when I first started doing photos, I was taking photos of you and Redeem Revive at shows. Like, oh, who's your photographer at the show? Let me come to the show. And, like, that was also a way to, like, see live music, right? Because sometimes shows are, like, so far out, and you're like, I want to go support the homies, but also, like, want to do something.
I feel that.
Yeah, so.
I'm old. My bedtime's earlier now.
If I'm not in bed by 9:30, you know what I mean? I left my watch at home.
What? Fuck.
Yeah. But. You know, just to get out of the house and, like, try something new. And you guys let me experiment with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely appreciate that.
Of course.
Yeah, that was sick.
Now, you like, your work is good. Like, it's really good. And I've just been curious to see what you could do with video-wise. But I don't know if you've ever been interested in that or...
Definitely not.
Definitely not?
No.
Is it like, just, like, the editing process or the shooting or...
It's not the editing. It's the, the world of videography is very based on gear. It's like you got to have this nice camera, you got to have a dope lens, and like my world with photography is like I'm shooting on a camera that was built in the 70s. It's film, it's analog. I don't do a lot of post editing, you know. It's just capture the person, take the photo, get the develop the film, get it back, you know.
Yeah,
my process isn't like a, you know, it's not like, huge.
It's just
super simple.
It's OG.
It's OG.
It's OG.
Yeah, that's right. Dodge and burn that shit and get out of here.
How's Minneapolis?
Minneapolis is great.
It looks beautiful.
It's super beautiful, yeah. Oh, honestly, it is. It, like, moving away from a place that's always, you know, other than it being cold here, having the seasons and shit, life-changing.
Not just summer right into winter. Dude. And then back again.
It's cold for 4 weeks and we're hot. Ugh. Go to the beach, why not?
Kill myself.
Honestly, before I moved, it was a lot of like depression because of the ability to do absolutely everything. Like, you could go skate every single day.
Yeah.
And still suck at it. Like, it was a lot of shit.
You don't suck at skating, though, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I can ollie really high.
You're just always doing it?
Just always ollie. Who's that kid over there? Or is that kid.
You can do tricks. I've seen you do tricks.
I do tricks. Like
I've seen your videos.
Yeah, I skate, but I don't shred.
Don't shred. That's good to distinguish, you know.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
You can,
for sure.
You can push on a skateboard, you can skate, and then you can shred.
I think I can push then.
I can push. I taught my girlfriend to push on a skateboard.
Yeah, we've been skating, and I've been playing hockey a lot lately, too.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
You thrive in Minneapolis.
She wants to do, what is it, roller derby? We fucking knocking Ooh. Chicks out and shit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man, what's new?
What's what?
What's new? I haven't seen you in so long, man. You want another beer?
I'll need it. Oh, my cats are passing. The kitties.
Also, back to favorite songs. It's close. I had to really analyze them because I think I was saying this one's my favorite because there was a specific part that I fucking love. You know,
mm-hmm.
Like Exhaust, I would say was a favorite, but it's like great song, but I love it because of that breakdown. The you take a run and run, that shit.
Yeah,
that's a great breakdown. Okay.
Yeah.
But then I was like, qualify for a favorite? Not sure.
Mm.
And then Daggers was in the mix.
Yeah.
And Beretta.
Ooh.
And I was like,
ooh.
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 But I think Daggers took it by just a little bit. I don't know. It's tough, man. You guys have some good shit. I'm excited for whatever you guys come out with next.
Yay.
What's the plan, though? We talked a little bit about it.
Like...
You gonna do singles, another album? You gonna do a live stream?
Shit.
Get into that shit? Sick.
Yeah. I just became friends with someone that
I
want
found
to hire.
Someone.
Well, because we
found someone?
In this creative world, we're like this world. In the creative state of Minneapolis or Minnesota or whatever, there's a lot of photographers and there's a lot of videographers, and we don't wanna just be with someone who's going to give us something that we're going to be like, okay, this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's not to say that their work is bad. It's just, I don't want it to be the same thing that they've done with other bands. Right. And that's not, belittling anybody in any way. I just want to,
no, I get you.
Yeah. Yeah. Be creative. So I was on like a film photo walk with my now friend Dylan, cause I hadn't met him in real life yet. Just, Instagram. He's like, yeah.
Internet friend.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
you can form some good relationships, dude, over the internet, man.
I've met so many people this year alone.
Yeah.
And it's been sick.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. I fucking love the internet. Yeah.
When you met up with him.
Yeah. And he shoots bands, right? And he also dived into this world of film photography. And I was like, man, it'd be great to do like promos on film. I can't do that myself because I don't have the capability, but it'd be cool to do that analog, right?
Yeah.
And he was also like, yeah, I could do that. I was like, cool. And he's like, I also do music videos, and like sent me his entire profile of doing mm-hmm. everything, and he like told me about different shots, and I'm just like, oh cool, you're also passionate about this, like one stop shop for me. Oh, and his roommate does graphic design, and
perfect.
I'm just like, perfect, you know. Yeah, so I want to do, like, as far as the release goes, I want to do two singles again, kind of sandwich it, like, two singles, album, two singles,
gotcha.
Album. Maybe either a split or something with another band. But
that'd be cool.
I would also be cool.
Yeah. What are some of your, name some favorites of, like, Minneapolis local hardcore bands?
Dude, Alex, the drummer that you like so much?
Yeah.
He's in another band.
Of course.
With Jake.
Why wouldn't he be?
On guitar.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they be?
Why wouldn't they be? While God Sleeps?
While God Sleeps.
Yeah.
Okay, check them out.
Hard.
All right.
Hard.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I've been jamming that new Stray from the Path record.
Dude, hard.
Hard.
I love that shit.
Okay, but While God Sleeps.
While God
Sleeps.
Sleeps.
Who else?
Wanderer.
What?
They're sick.
I think we played a show with them in Redeem in Texas at some point.
Really?
Sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
If they're the same band, sick as fuck.
I would hope they are. Yeah. You know, the fourth version of Wander.
Mm.
There's so many.
I mean, that's good. That's a start.
Yeah.
While God Sleeps and Wanderer.
Yeah. The homies, you know.
Fuck yeah. I knew I had to talk about it. How or why, or both, the beer, the rot beer. What?
What?
Grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Sour.
Hard as fuck. Yeah.
Rot beer.
Pressed. Pressed like when you press a grape to make wine.
No, I get you.
Yeah. But also the song.
But also Kool-Aid sour in the song.
Kool-Aid. So, Josh, I don't know if you know this. I am part African American. So.
Whoa.
Statistics show that I heavily enjoy grape Kool-Aid. So with statistics saying that I enjoy it a lot, I want grape Kool-Aid in a beer. Get me grape Kool-Aid and get
I'm
me
not
drunk.
Mad about it.
It is delicious.
I want to fucking try it.
If I could get, you know what? I'm going to try and
you release that, dude. You released that picture of like where your beer is going to be distributed.
Yeah.
I fucking swiped left so hard to the next picture, hoping there was more fucking cities.
Yeah.
Was not.
Midwest only. No. Well, unfortunately, it is Midwest only. But
for now.
For now.
I'll fly my ass out there.
Yeah. But yeah, actually.
So why?
I
just because? You like beer and you're like, fuck it.
Why not?
Okay.
What else are you going to do when the fucking world's
No, I get
down?
It. So yeah. Then how did the idea come up?
Jake, our bass player, now works
Big Cock
for
Jake.
Big Cock Jake now works for Disgruntled Brewing.
Oh, cool.
And the guys there he had asked them or they had, I don't know how it actually happened, like the exchange of like information, but Jake just came to practice one day and was like, hey, you guys want to like make a beer? This beer one? And we were like, what? Like, some company is going to make a beer and our name's going to be on it. Cool. And he's like, no, actually,
my company.
We're going to go there. We're going to brew it ourselves.
That's dope.
And
yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Looked fun as fuck.
Fucking sick, dude. It's probably one of the coolest things that I've been a part of.
So what did you have to do exactly?
Like literally everything. They had us cleaning the machines and shit.
Oh
too.
Shit.
It was
yeah,
fucking
work.
Hard. Yeah. Work. Not like, okay.
You want your beer? Get your beer.
Oh, dude, I got so wasted there. But, yeah, it was so much fun. Like, meeting, like, oh, my God, it was just so sick.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't like a take your shoes off, stomp on grapes type of thing?
No,
Stomp on wheat?
Not pressed. but, actually, like, throwing the rice into the, I don't even know what they're called. That's, that
neither do
is,
I'm hoping you could teach me. Cylinder? Yeah. Yeah.
The silo of beer water.
But I like to picture Jake working, making. How long has he worked there?
He just
started.
No. He's been working there, but he just went full time.
Okay.
So I want to say it'll be like a month or something, but he was just like, fuck the other job that I'm at. I'm going straight to just this. And he's a distributor for them. Yeah. So they're based like 3 hours out from where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of him driving there all the time, he just goes to in the city and is like, hey, you need to buy this beer. And they're like, bet. And then they buy the beer and then they get shipped on Thursdays and yeah, he makes money. That's how it works, I think.
So he got full time and was just like, hey, I want to make a beer.
Yeah.
Cocky. Big Cocky Jake.
Big Cocky Jake. Oh, my God.
I like to picture that he was, like, listening to Rot. Probably some new mixes, maybe.
Mm.
And then was working. And was just like, oh, let's make a beer.
We should make a beer. Yeah.
I noticed it was 6.9%.
Oh, yeah.
Was it on purpose?
I honestly have no idea.
Because I was like, because I started, I thought about that today. I was like, why not just go to 7? And then I was like, 6, oh.
Oh.
But then I was like, was that on purpose?
Was Harold that 5-year-old that was like 69?
6.9%, bro.
No, I enjoy IPAs. Mm-hmm. Usually they have more alcohol in them. I had no idea
searching this can for the how much fucking...
Oh. Sculpin, what you got?
7, bitch.
So they're up there, right? But this is still considered a sour. So it's not...
This is?
No. The pressed beer is still considered a sour because it's not... I don't know.
Going from a sour to an ale is a 0.1%.
I don't make the rules, bro. Actually, I have no idea how that happened because I...
You should find that out.
Yeah,
See if somebody did that on purpose.
Cyrus, please answer the question. I'll DM one of them and be like, please help.
And I take it, can you travel with alcohol? You can't, right?
No.
I was going to say, you bring any back?
That would be sick. I had 2 cans
shove
of it.
Shove some up your...
The weekend before.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shove some.
I'll pay the extra shipping.
Oh my God. And the anal surgery. Close it up.
Man. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Smuggle the shit illegally.
Man, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you.
It's been a crazy time. I think the last time I saw you was at the Ghost Inside show.
I literally just saw that picture today.
Yeah?
Because the text messages.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got a new phone. I didn't get to see the picture anymore. I'm like, fuck.
I'll resend it to you. It was me, you, and Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah.
You should do an I Survive reunion tour.
Oh, shit. I still want to do...
The songs still slap, dude.
Yeah. They do. I'm not like...
I like them.
You're on one of them. Yeah, they're fucking sick. I want to not do I Survive again, but I would love to do more covers with Kevin.
Really?
That was fun.
Just Kevin?
Yeah. I mean, it was always just me and Kevin.
Was it really?
Not like... The beginning of I Survive wasn't, but like... Towards the later evolution of it. It was just, like, the covers especially.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And that was always fun to do because it was, like, a day, like, not having to write your own music and just follow along and be like, okay, how can we change it and make it our own?
I feel that.
So easy. It's so good. So you do it with your acoustic stuff. Like, how many trills can I add? How many vocal, like, hey.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you make it so sexy.
You've been a great producer for me, helping, like, bring stuff out in me, like, notes and shit that I didn't know I could hit or try or do.
I'm going to throw up. Hope that clipped.
No, we're good. There's some clips I got to edit, but whatever. Fuck, what was I going to say? What were we just talking about?
You were just sucking my... you were... Saying that I'm a perfect producer and, no, I'm just kidding.
What was right before that?
I'm
buzzed. I don't ever drink alcohol anymore.
Why?
I smoke.
Touche.
Checkmate, bitch.
Why not both?
I mean, like, I do.
Oh, yeah.
But here we are.
Shit, I got work in the morning.
I gotta wake up before 6. Oh, fuck Lord. Myself.
To wake up at 6.
Lucky. What were we talking about, though? Fuck.
Your covers. I was saying that you're covers. Amazing at doing your covers because you add the vocal trills and like the...
Yes.
I think I did that.
And we were talking
too.
About I Survive.
Yeah.
Shit. Because I thought of something to ask you and I was like, fuck.
Oh, good.
This is what I'm talking about, though, you know?
Well,
so I always have to be back when I think of shit.
After our photo shoot.
After our photo shoot.
Fuck yeah.
That's when we'll do it.
Hell
yeah. But yeah, we can stop it, I guess.
Fuck yeah.
I took notes on my phone, and then we started the podcast, and I was like, oh shit, they're still on my phone. I didn't get a chance to write them down yet, so I'm like, fuck. But so far, this conversation has been great with you. It's been really nice.
I love it.
I remember one thing.
Oh.
It's a good way to end, I think.
Mm.
For people checking you out and listening to you, what's one song you would recommend to them that would, I think, best represent your band?
I would say... Fuck.
Yeah, I know, right? That's probably what I had trouble with.
Shit. I would say As One.
Okay.
Right? It's, we're very much like, this is what we stand for and believe in. And I feel like As One captures that the most. And each song is obviously different lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very much like, I don't know, take no prisoners, like, just realize that we're all fucked and we're all in the melting
we're
pot
all
together.
One.
We're all one. Yep. As one.
As
you know?
One. Dot, dot, dot.
And then we can create change. So I feel like that's the one that I would pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you don't want to listen to Empty Hope, my favorite first. And then go from that to like
I mean, it's
oh, cool.
Just be like, I mean, it's good.
This is okay. I hope all the songs aren't like that. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I mean, yeah, I think that's I definitely think that's a good one to represent. Because, I mean, it's the album title.
Yeah.
It kind of, I think, sums up all of us, in a sense, you know? We're one, and we all fucking rot. So, shit.
Shit. Mic drop. Just unplug this.
Yeah, so, but yeah, man, check out Rot, whoever listens to this shit. And, Errol, thank you again for sitting down and talking with me. It's been a lot of fun. You want to plug your @s and whatnot?
My @s? Oh, shit.
Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Oh, yeah.
The band.
We All Rot _ is the band thing.
_
I actually don't even know if it's MN or not. No, I don't think it is. I think that's just
I don't think it is.
Yeah. @ We All Rot
_
is the band. Personal page is... Errol.Walton.
That's
ARROLD.
OLD.
Wow, thank you for that.
Of course.
Thank you. Yeah, wow.
I know you.
What?
Big surprise.
ARNO. No.
Arnold. Harold.
Photo page Errol W, which is, you know, the same thing.
Isn't there an _ in that one?
No.
No?
Oh. No.
I'm just wrong.
Yeah,
go hire him for pictures and shit. Not videography, though.
Not videography. I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. But, fuck yeah. Slim Shady, it's been a lot of fun.
Slim Shady. Oh, good.
Oh, fuck.